In this episode, we're revealing the hidden cost of believing in organic podcast growth.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gauchet.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
In this episode, you'll discover the invisible mindset virus that stops creators from growing as fast as they can.
You'll discover the three hidden requirements for real organic podcast growth.
And how to build a podcast system that actually converts, retains, and compounds your reach over time through these requirements.
Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
Now, here's the thing, Tig. This is something that I find quite frustrating. I'm going to be honest about it, right?
Yeah, I know you do.
Which is this. Most podcasters completely misunderstand what organic growth actually means.
I think it's about being patient, letting things unfold naturally.
You know, you've got to trust the process, you know? That's what they would typically say. If the content is good, eventually the audience will come.
But nature doesn't work that way.
It really doesn't. And neither does podcasting. Because real growth, if you want it to be sustainable, it's really not passive. It's a response. It's a natural outcome that happens only after a specific input has been put into place. And we're going to get into this input later on. If you're not actively engineering these inputs, which we're going to talk about in just a bit, you're not growing organically. You're just waiting and wondering. And that's why so many podcasters stay stuck.
Right. And that's why today we're going to break down the real meaning of organic growth, why so many podcasters are misusing the term, why it absolutely gets under Anthony's skin, and how to finally build a system that actually gives you the organic growth that most people have in mind.
So that being said, let's dive straight in. Look, again, the idea that things will just happen organically is totally fundamentally flawed. The problem is that most people don't actually understand what organic growth actually means.
Right, they've twisted it where minimal effort magically leads to massive results, and they assume that something is just meant to grow, then it just will. The good things happen on their own without any outside input, strategy, or real energy.
Now, I've heard this exact thinking from dozens of podcasters we've tried to help in the past. And let's say I suggest to a podcaster who's stuck with slow growth, or rather, their podcast literally isn't growing, or is declining, and I just mention, hey, by the way, have you tried podcast SEO? Hey, by the way, have you tried guesting on someone else's show? Hey, by the way, have you actually implemented a proper growth strategy?
No, thanks. I'm just trying to grow the show organically right now. Just rather have some more natural organic growth. I'm just trying to focus on just making valuable content for my audience.
Now, can someone tell me, what the fuck does that mean, right? What does it actually mean when someone says, hey, I'm just trying to grow my show organically right now?
Well, it means sit down, record an episode, publish the episode, and repeat, and hope that an audience magically shows up.
The problem is, 3 years later, that audience isn't there. The show isn't anywhere near as big as I would hope, and they're kind of feeling a bit embarrassed that it hasn't gained traction up until now.
But the podcaster keeps going, convinced that they just need more time, that continuing this same pattern will somehow lead to a different result. But what do they get instead?
Slow growth.
No leads.
And a podcast they're quietly embarrassed about.
Not because the content isn't good.
But because they know the content is good.
And still no one's listening.
All in the name of
organic growth.
Now, why does this happen?
Because they've confused organic with effortless.
They've bought into the myth that if I build it, they will come.
That just putting content into the world is enough.
But it's not.
It's not. Now let's take a step back and look at how growth actually happens organically in nature.
Step number one, a seed must be planted. Well, Tog, let's take a tree for example. Okay. What's the first step for a tree to grow, right?
Well, you need to plant a seed, right?
Yeah, you need to plant a seed. Now, most people think, okay, I need to plant a seed. That's brilliant, right? Maybe a bird drops it off. Maybe the wind carries the seed. Essentially, the seed doesn't just plant itself. It has to be moved to somewhere new.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You know, if a seed just gets planted next to another tree, like,
yep,
it's not going to grow, is it?
That's right. So it has to be planted in the right place.
And then step number two. What's step two, Tig?
Well, in summary, it has to land on fertile soil, right? And the soil must have nutrients, structure, moisture, and obviously not be like too close to another tree. And without the right environment, the seed dies no matter how much potential it had.
Let's say, for example, that it does in fact survive and it lands on actual good soil. Well, that soil, it must be nourished. right? It needs water, warmth, time. You know, one rainy day won't cut it. Growth only happens if that seed is constantly supported in the right environment.
So it needs water, like you said, warmth and time, and it needs sunlight, right? That's the main thing. Once it sprouts, it must reach the surface and find light. Because without light, there's no energy and no life. So photosynthesis begins, and that's how the tree starts creating its own fuel to then grow more.
Which is what photosynthesis is. I bet you didn't think you were going to get a biology lesson when you clicked on this episode, did you?
But I hope you're enjoying it.
I hope you're enjoying it. And of course, finally, if it's gone through all this tedious steps of being planted in the right place with fertile soil, it's getting rained on constantly, and photosynthesis finally begins, it actually needs to survive its environment. It has to withstand animals potentially coming over and completely fucking it up, right? It's got to survive storms, droughts, and obviously competition as well. Even the strongest trees won't grow if it's constantly under attack.
So yes, organic growth is possible, but only when a seed is planted.
It lands in the right place.
Fed consistently.
It gets light and space.
And it's protected long enough to grow.
If you miss one of those steps,
then it doesn't grow, it dies. There's an enormous amount of energy, effort, for things to happen organically, and most importantly, with all of that, in the right condition. So those are three things we need for organic growth. Effort, energy, and the right conditions.
There are several deep layers and a sequence of events that has to occur in the right order in order for a tree to grow organically.
And it would be impossible for the tree to grow without all of the steps that happened before to take place.
All of those steps need energy for them to be executed on.
Right.
It doesn't just happen. It literally does not just happen. All right. Nature understands this. It's always understood it. And that's why it's the most successful system in our existence. Now, back to our podcast. This belief of I want to grow my shoe organically really is fundamentally flawed from the ground up. Nice pun there. Thank you. And it has some unforeseen and hidden consequences that so many podcasters suffer with on a day-to-day basis, but they struggle to pinpoint why this problem even exists. The problem being, they're meant to grow organically, but it's not actually growing. The hidden costs are, you feel stuck, but you can't figure out why.
You create great content, but no one hears it.
You work hard, but get zero momentum in return.
Keep showing up and publishing episodes, but you're still invisible.
Can you see how this seemingly innocent belief acts like a virus?
A virus.
Wow. Not a loud one, not an obvious one, but one that spreads quietly and undetected. It embeds itself in your thinking, rewiring how you're making decisions, convincing you that, oh, stillness, I'll just keep going, I'll keep doing it. That's a strategy. And at first it seems harmless. After all, you know, organic growth, it sounds patient, it sounds wise, it sounds natural. But underneath this belief, again, it's a virus.
Yep. And viruses, they drain energy while disguising that it's a good idea. And they spread. And what does that mean for you as a podcaster? Well, it infects how you show up. It stops you from promoting your own work. It tells you not to experiment. Because real growth is supposed to just happen, right?
And before you know it, you do avoid marketing your podcast. That could have changed the trajectory of your show.
Yeah, you delay launching the actual strategies, for example, SEO that Anthony mentioned, because they feel forced. I mean, it doesn't feel organic.
You downplay your ambition and start settling for stagnation. Now, this one is one that is mind-blowing, right? If you take yourself back to the point when you first launched your show, the dream, the vision you have for your podcast, you thought it could be something great, you genuinely believe is going to pick up such huge tractions. Yet so many podcasters find themselves 2 years, 3 years in, the show hasn't picked up as much traction as they wish or as they hoped. And they're kind of in a spot where they kind of downplay the fact that actually, why isn't the show bigger? Because again, they're just hoping that's going to grow organically. But again, it's them coping. They're staying comfortable in the expense of their actual future.
Right. And that's how this belief works. It starts as a mindset, but then before you know it, it's a whole identity. And suddenly you become just the type of podcaster that doesn't market. You know, the type who doesn't want to be salesy, who just wants things to grow organically.
And with that, you stay stuck, running a podcast you absolutely love, but are secretly resenting the fact that no one can actually see it.
It's a silent killer. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a great show because clearly you really care about it and you're investing time into learning how to do better with it.
When we work with clients, the bottom line isn't like the content is crap, they sound trash, they're not really good hosts. No, they're all amazing. They're incredible at what they do. And the likelihood is you're absolutely incredible at what you do. But still, this silent killer exists. and it needs to be fixed because it causes way more damage to your growth. Again, this idea of just organically grow, it does damage to your confidence and it does damage to the mission you set out on when you first initially started the show. Organic growth isn't a thing that just happens. It's an outcome which can only happen after the right inputs, which are effort, energy, and the right conditions.
Effort is what pretty much every podcaster does have and has been doing. Because if you publish episodes consistently, then of course you're putting in effort, right? We all know how much work goes into it. But like a plant, that if you plant the seed and water it every day and put in effort to watering it, but it's in a dark room, it's never going to grow. You can have all the effort, but if you've not got the energy and the right conditions, then it's unfortunately going to be wasted. And that's exactly why we really want you to hear this episode. Because again, effort is only one piece of the picture. Then we have energy, right? So what does energy look like in podcasting? If effort is the publishing episodes, the recording, you know, just doing the work, what does it look like to pour more energy into the show or to put the type of energy that matters? You could argue that energy is also like recording, scheduling, right? But again, that's more about effort than energy because once you know how to make a podcast episode and schedule with a guest, it's more about the effort that sustains it rather than the energy that goes into it. Whereas when you're putting more energy into the show, that might look more like investing in coaching so you stop guessing, creating systems so that your effort becomes more refined over time or more efficient, committing to something new, experimenting. It takes more energy to experiment, but then also to test and to know when it's working to when it's not working. You know, energy is strategy, essentially, in podcasting.
So for you, how does your effort compare to energy? Most of our clients, they are putting in a lot of effort. But when it comes to the energy part of things, they've kind of stabilized. They're not putting more energy into the actual show.
Yeah. And again, not to be confused with when you show up to an interview, I'm sure you bring your best energy. That's not what we're talking about here. It's the energy that extends that and just maintaining the effort. But look, the third is, of course, the right conditions. And this is the most crucial part. This is where the biggest discrepancy lies in terms of how important it is compared to how much people do it. People really just don't ever have the right conditions if the podcast isn't growing. Let's zoom into it. You know, what does the right conditions for growth really look like, Anthony?
So here's what it really means and how to engineer this part. There are really two main things, right? The first condition is, do you have a clear target avatar for your show? Do you know exactly who you're trying to reach? And do you also have a powerful content strategy that's going to keep that listener hooked on your content coming back for more? Because you might be putting in a lot of effort into your show, publishing consistently. You might have increased your energy into your show. You're now strategizing and thinking and creating all these systems. But if the condition of your show is that you have an unclear targeting, that you don't have a very specific content strategy that is created in order to keep someone in, you can have, again, all the effort and all the energy in the world. But the show doesn't have the right conditions for growth. So growth feels way harder.
Yeah, and it feels like just pouring water into the plant pot, but then it just comes straight out the other end. It doesn't sink into the soil or anything like that. It just comes straight out the other end. And why is this important? Like specifically, why target avatar and content strategy? Well, by content strategy, we mean putting energy into making sure your content is going to keep the avatar around once they find it. Because if you know who your show is for and all of your episodes are tailored to keep that same person around, then as soon as one person finds the show, like they're probably going to listen to every episode. And then growth becomes really easy. You know, then they just have to tell one other friend and you've grown and you're converting a lot more of the opportunities around your show.
Mm.
And therefore, that's actually what feels organic.
And you know what, mate? I think you kind of just explaining it out loud, it kind of got me thinking, with a click target avatar, imagine if you have a podcast that's unclear and unspecific without a content strategy and you're posting and promoting on social media. You have the best strategy on earth. You put in all the effort into your marketing and all the energy on earth to send people to a podcast that isn't clear and isn't specific. What happens? Well, all of that energy and all that effort you've put into marketing the show and getting your show in front of more people, it's wasted because the conditions aren't right. Your show and your targeting isn't clear. And like Tug mentioned, you've wasted the opportunity of keeping those listeners binging your content because the conditions weren't right.
Basically, the conditions have to be engineered for someone to know your show is for them and for them to want to listen to all of your episodes.
So these are the conditions that are required for organic growth to actually occur. Even if one is missing, the entire system breaks down.
when you have a show that is clear for who it's for, so that when the right person sees it, they know it's for them, and you've set up your episodes in a way that makes them want to listen to all of them, they all feel relevant for that same one person. When those conditions are in place, every time the right listener sees your show, they know it's for them, they're going to click on it, and they're going to listen to it, and they're going to listen to the next episode, and they're going to do all the other things, which might mean tell a friend, consume more of your content so Apple and Spotify push out to more people, potentially start to work with you. And this is, again, how organic growth can really happen.
So again, organic growth doesn't just happen. It's not before, it's not by accident, and it's definitely not just by showing up and hoping for the best.
Right. This is how you grow a podcast. You take control and you engineer the right condition. You create the environment where organic audience growth becomes inevitable.
Now, the difference between a tree trying to grow and you trying to grow your podcast is the fact that, well, the tree is dependent on, unfortunately, someone else, the wind, you know, other conditions, other things out of its own control in order to hopefully get plants in fertile soil. Whereas for you, you have complete and full control over engineering from start to finish, your efforts, your energy, and creating the right conditions for your show to actually organically grow.
So that is really what organic growth means. And hopefully this inspires you to go and engineer those right conditions so you can actually experience what feels like effortless growth, but is actually
strategic, well thought out,
intentional growth that took some hard decisions and thinking, but then feels easy after.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.